It looks like Matt Forte has been able to do a little bit more the last 2 weeks, or the last 2 days, I should say.
Yeah.
So it's been like having him back out there.
Good. It's good to have a veteran guy who knows how to play the game. It's good to see him back. Good.
A little different not having Bolo out there the last 2 days?
Sure. I mean, you know, when guys go down, you know, you miss them, especially when they've been playing good. But, you know, next man up, it's good that we got Matt back.
If Eli has to take on a bigger role this week, what would be some of the key challenges that
don't have? I don't think there's any key challenge. Just keep playing like he has been playing. You know, just don't do anything different that you have been doing. That's the biggest thing. You know, just this is another game, another chance to compete and go out and win a game. So just don't do anything different. Prepare like you always have and be ready to go.
John, what do you attribute some of the struggles through the first 3 quarters last
year? Well, we started off with some penalties. And that just backed us up big time. And we can't do that. And then we started moving the ball, and then we threw an interception, all those things that we can control, we have to stop because it's just killing us in the beginning of games. We can control all that. So we made a big emphasis. We started, you know, practice a little bit different, coming out, team takeoff and things like that, and calling plays, getting going, starting, just have the mindset.
After 5 weeks overall, how do you think you guys are doing as a group?
As a group?
Yeah.
Good. Can we do better? There's no doubt. I mean, we all can do better, including myself being the first time. But we haven't hit it on all cylinders yet. I think there's flashes, and when we do, we're pretty good. And all those things that we control, when we break down, it's just technique things and the details of the play. It's all about execution. And, you know, it's all about 11 guys getting on the same page. And, you know, we got some young guys, and we're, you know, it's still a learning process as we go. But those are the biggest things where we don't execute properly. It's just the details of everything.
John, statistically, the Patriots obviously are at the bottom, almost across the board. What do you see on film? I mean, and how much better were they last week?
I don't even look at those. I mean, I don't even look at those stats. But we got to be prepared for these guys. They've had 10 days to prepare for us. And, you know, knowing Coach Belichick, who knows what we're going to get. We have to be prepared for everything. All the times that I've gone against him, you got to be prepared for every little thing that can happen. I mean, he could change the whole defense. So we've talked about that in our meetings.
When you say you don't look at the stats, is that not just with the Patriots, or is that going for any team you play?
I don't look at a bunch of stats, whether they're last defense or their first defense. It's all about winning a game. They're still winning ball games. You know what I mean? It's just that they've given up some big plays. You've seen that on film, and guys have been running the ball on them a little bit. But, hey, we have to be ready for everything. We've told that to the guys, and we're preparing for that.
John, it's like from what you were saying, you guys went with a little bit of faster tempo to start practice.
Say that again?
You alluded to changing practice a little bit.
Yeah.
It sounds like from what you were saying, you went with more game-like situations early in practice.
Yeah, so it's late. It's the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Right from stretch, boom, let's go. Okay. Let's go. It's just the mindset. This is a major focus. Let's make sure we come out, whether it's noise out there and everything, it's chaos, you know, different snap counts and things like that. Let's just make it game-like, and let's come off.
John, is there a danger in overthinking things, just knowing Belichick's history in terms of adapting and changing? You just mentioned you wanted to probably be scrap the whole defense.
I mean, you could. And like I said, we got to worry about us. That's the biggest thing. Let's worry about us and what we have to do so our guys can go out there and play fast, and so we don't have any mental errors, any technique error, all those things. That's the biggest thing that we have to do.
How irritating, maybe that's not the right word, annoying, whatever, is it for a play caller when you have something dialed up good and you get 50 yardage and your first down and a penalty kind of changes
that? You just go to the next play. I don't blink. You know, I go right to the next play. And then, you know, when the series is done, then you make the correction. Why did this happen? You know, and you try to make sure it doesn't happen again. As a play caller, you can't dwell on that. You just go right to the next play, big time.
John, you mentioned your aggressive nature, too. I need to be a little conservative here.
in terms of being
play caller? Say that again.
How do you measure your aggressive nature as a play caller? Mm-hmm. At times, you need to maybe tone it down a little bit.
I base things off a lot of tendencies and what I'm seeing, what I'm getting, and it's a feel thing. And I listen to players during the game and the coaches. This is all team effort. Everybody helps me, you know, as far as play calling. And you just get a feel for the part of the game. Just like that 97-yard drive, that helped us win the ball game. Those guys went out and we executed those plays and helped us win the ball game.
Speaking about that drive, does it say anything about your group of guys that you can go through some of the struggles you went through earlier in the game and then win the game?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I've said it to these guys, of all the adversity we go through in games and our back is against the wall, and for some of the young guys, I mean the veteran guys that we do have that have been in it, they stay mentally in it, you know what I mean? They're real focused, and it doesn't bother us. You know what I mean? We didn't blink. As you know, we were struggling a little bit, and we just kept going. We kept going, and in that drive, you could see it. You know, you could see it. And we quarterback made some good plays. Tight ends, everybody was doing their job in, you know, the hard part of the game, the toughest part of the game, where we need it. And they stuck to their guns, and it was good to see that. And we've been doing that for, like, really the last three games, you know, going through a lot of adversity and sticking with it. Not blinking.
John, what led to the struggles in the run game on Sunday?
Well, I think, you know, we had some shots there, and then it was a technique thing, you know what I mean? And they loaded the box big time, and we got to do a little bit better job, you know. Even a couple weeks ago, they were loading the box, but we were still running it. We just got to execute better.
The second to last play of the first half, where you guys went right out to the sideline, I think it was like 6 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like the Browns were kind of expecting you guys to go with a Hail Mary because there was nobody over there on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a timing thing for you where you look at the clock and say, okay, we've got enough time to boom, boom, get out of bounds?
We have a specific play to pick up some yards to get a field goal, and that's what we did. And it looks like they thought we were running a Hail Mary.
John, with Curley, I think he's 17 for 17 on targets this year. What has impressed you about him?
He can catch. He can catch the ball. And he's reliable. You like that as a play caller and as a quarterback. He's been really reliable. He can catch. Anything that's thrown at him, he's catching it.
John, how much of a firmer handle do you have on each of these guys' skill sets? So, you know, I know you're trying to learn them as well as them learning your system.
I'm starting to get a good feel for our players and to put them in the right position to have success. I think that's what you need to do. And, you know, every week we try a few things here and there. You know, we don't try to give them everything. Just give them a little bit at a time and see if they like it. And if they don't like it as we're practicing, we could, you know, it's gone. But I'm starting to get a feel for everybody.
How do you see Jalen Marshall working into the offense when he's back?
Well, you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. We're still practicing, and we'll get a better feel for him later on.
John, from an offensive standpoint, why are you 3-2?
Well, I think we've been running the ball pretty well. That counts for. I think it's been a team effort. if you ask me, when the defense creates turnovers, we're scoring. You know, we did that last week, and I think it's been all a team effort. It's not just been the offense at all. It's been the defense, offense, and special teams.